Ooh, almost forgot something.
We gotta keep this in the intro.
Yeah, I gotta keep it in, of course, but I almost forgot it. How could I forget?
InnerCityGeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InnerCity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 322. And joining me today, I got Alex.
322. Oh my God, we're up. We're getting up there, dude.
We've been up there. Okay.
No, I know, but what I'm thinking of right now, when we get up to episode 350, you know, 350. And that episode will be known as the Loch Ness Monster episode.
Dude, that'd be great.
Damn you, Loch Ness Monster!
That's been in my head for quite some time already, dude. It's already been there. With my thoughts of it have been there for ages already.
And then the intro too would be like, you know, hey, I gave a 350. 350, mm-hmm. Woman!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's there. That's already there, dude.
Yeah.
Or have a preset and everything.
We're gonna have it. We're having it in the banks and everything, like an intro for and all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God damn, you're Loch Ness Monster.
God damn it. How you doing? It's been a while. We haven't recorded a show in months, essentially.
Well, dude,
it's been a couple months.
Adulting.
Hasn't been a couple months, or had. Okay.
Not like bottom of.
We did Suplex City Geeks.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, and it was the predictions
before episode. Mania. Yeah, the predictions, yeah. Before Mania.
And but I think we called it pretty much, you know.
Yeah,
we like were both of us together, even though like one or two picks of mine or whatever didn't really occur, but you know, meh.
Yeah, it happens. It's wrestling.
Male soap opera spectacular.
It really is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But yeah, before that, it was still like another month before that doing the regular show. So yeah, it's been a long fucking time, dude. Granted, we've been doing our own thing. We've all been working and doing things and being busy and shit. So totally.
Well, I'm just saying, though, both of us would work. You also being full time dad, so you know.
Well, yeah. not full-time dad. I'm like a part-time dad because, of course, I don't have the kids.
No, technically, whatever. You're full-time dad or whatever with part-time hours.
With part-time responsibilities, essentially?
Yeah. Just come out of nowhere, like, you know, living the dream. I always said this, man. I always wish that, like, you know, there was always a joke saying, like, either unemployment or welfare. I wish, like, you know, it gave up, like, you know, like, you know, the like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates type money, but with the qualifications, just standing in line like nothing, you could get it.
Yeah.
But then the problem is everybody would get it. But the catch would be, of course, you know, drug test.
Well, that's fine. I'll do it. I'll take it.
But then it'd be like, you know, the only exception is like, you know, you could do weed. You could drink. Not too much though, because you need to be somewhat functional.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll take it though. I'll do that.
Oh, dude, fucking it. Like I said, that would turn curl, whatever the hell. Shit.
It'll be amazing, dude.
Oh, dude, fucking like the whole thing of like win for life, man. Like, you know, what is it, $1,000 a week for, you know, every week for the rest of your life? And so you come out and then when you invest like at least 1 week or whatever, like all these supplements to make sure, like, you know, I'm going to live forever.
Uh-huh. Yep. See, but if that were to happen, it'd be like everybody pretty much, it would be for everybody, of course, right? It wouldn't just be just for you. It'd be for a good chunk of people. So we'd have, we'd have a lot of people everywhere just, you know, taking advantage of it.
Hey, well, you already know when it comes to a lot of dude, you got to be in it to win it, so.
True.
And besides, you already know, it's like the safest form of gambling in a sense, because, you know, well, you know, any kind of gambling or whatever can always be like a little too much.
Yeah, it really can be. As long as you're not going, as long as, you know, you're not doing other things in order to keep your gambling habits at bay.
Listen, I know certain individuals or whatever. I'm not gonna name names, all right? That they, you know, like they have stuff set, like, you know, like every time when they get paid, they have X amount for gambling, X amount, you know, like for lotto and other miscellaneous things. Because you know, the whole thing is this: it's just like people don't like, not everybody has, you know, the job of their dreams or, you know, the career that they want.
Of course, I sure as hell don't.
I don't either. That's why we do this or whatever. This is like our little escape.
This is our journey into the world that we would like. Yeah. The land of make believe. We're make believe performers.
We're actual performers. Yeah, we're actual performers.
Yeah, we are.
But yeah, but damn it. Now I'm just picturing, like, you know, getting hit on the way. Charlie,
what the fuck? I think I'm going to call this episode The Land of Make-Believe.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just start singing that song for South Park. Imagination Land. Imagine.
Yeah. Boy, okay. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. I'll tell you. Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, I'm glad that we're recording right now. Like,
you absolutely, know, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah, just saying, it has been a minute and
there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, I know. And I mean,
a lot of things here and there.
Yeah.
Good things. And there's also obviously been bad things. But for the most part, you know, we're trying to keep it at bay. We kind of try to, you know, make the best out of every situation that we have thrown at us.
Yeah. Take the good, take the bad, take them both. There you have the facts of life. That's right.
Yeah. So how you been, dude? What's going on?
Now I got the parentheses, the Garrett episode.
Yeah. You know what? That I'll take it too. Yeah.
Not really, but you know, it's just for fun for that. Like, you know, girls. But yeah, oh man, it's been crazy. Like, you already know that this past weekend was my birthday weekend. So
yeah, dude. Oh yeah, happy belated. Well, I told you happy birthday earlier.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah, but like, as far as for the show.
Oh, dude, fucking, you know, one of my friends told me, like, you know, I made it to the age of, what is it, the answer to the everlasting question or whatever, 42.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
So, 42.
Yeah.
And, like, I was telling you before we started recording, I don't feel 42, dude. That's like, fair, yeah. You know, I mean, facially and all the battle damage and everything like that, yeah, I'm 42. Hairline going all the way back here, whatever, thinning in the back, whatever the fuck. I don't want to say balding because, you know, it hurts. I try to hide it, but then
you gotta take it all in, dude. Yes, it's getting there, but you gotta
not without consent, sir. Now without consent, or at least taking me out to dinner before taking it all in.
Yeah, fair. Okay, I'll take it. It's fine.
No, but in all seriousness, though, like, you know, like, dude, it's life. I always joked around in the past, and I know you remember this, that I said if I ever start developing the Hogan, I was like, fuck that, I'm going to rock the Hogan like they, and I'll even start screaming like, you know, well, let me tell you something, Steven, dude, you know, I just won't go fucking, you know, porn video Gawker Hogan.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Well, the good thing is that it's going back here for you, and it's not growing back like Hogan.
Dude, fucking, if you see right now, it's something like this, like it's starting to. So I was like, "Fuck my life, man." Because there was always a joke saying, like, whenever you, like, if you lose it in the front, you're too much of a thinker. When you lose it in the back, you're dirty birdie. So I was like, it's both. So I'm just like, maybe I just think about it too much.
you're a dirty thinker.
Yeah. That right there, whatever, is like, hello, ladies.
Yeah, pretty much. You're a Val Venus.
Yeah, hello, ladies. Right? And then that's you know what the response is? Ew, no. Like,
ew, get away.
Yeah. Story of my life, man.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all good though. It's all good though. Same here.
Yeah. But what I think is nice though is when it comes to my birthday, I actually share the same day as my older sister. So, you know, we always celebrate together. There's been the joke to say that we're twins, except I'm the lazy one that decided to come 15 years later. So do the math, but you know, never mention to her how much she, you know, how old she is. Hold on a second.
I'm the same way too, because that's my situation too. My brother was born the same day. Well, I was born the same day as my brother too. So
yeah. My mom, I made her like a sandwich before, you know, we started recording.
Yeah.
And she ate half of it. And she's like, the other half. He was like, I don't want any more. You can have it. I was like,
don't mind if I do.
No, I'm just saying though, like, you know, I feel kind of bad because, you know, it's just like she needs to eat, right?
Yeah.
But you know, she doesn't eat a lot. Like my mom is like 4 foot something, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, still, you know,
she's still kicking. She's still kicking.
Yep. 84, but with the drive of a 40-year-old. So it's just like sometimes or whatever, she has more overdrive than I do. But you know, since I'm a Taurus, it's like my favorite bad times are eating and sleeping.
she gives you the run for your money.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, she has more energy than I do sometimes. I'm just like, I think it's because of that island blood, like, you know, when you're born over there.
It could be that she still has that leftover heat from Puerto Rico and shit.
You know, whatever.
Is that Latino heat? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, Latino heat. So and I can see someone right now, whatever. It's like, you know, that's racist. I was like, I'm not racist. I'm fucking Spanish. Like, you know, I'm kind of putting the, like, you know, it's not wrong.
Yeah, it's not wrong at all.
You know,
it's not wrong.
The whole thing of, like, you know, there was always an old saying about when it comes to certain stereotypes or whatever, it's somehow based off of truths, right? Both positive and negative, but you know, not everyone always fits the stereotype. Because yeah, you know, honestly, whatever. Do we fit the stereotype of the stereotypical Hispanic? No.
No, not at all.
I mean, we hiss our asses, but you know, that's pretty much about
right,
it.
Right, but that's the only thing. Yeah. We roll our R's, we do our
S's. We hiss our S's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
And for whatever reason, we, you know, we like seasoning in our food.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things.
What kind? All kinds.
All kinds of food. All kinds. Oh,
so
all
yeah. Good. So I just think it was really cool though that you know, I did get to spend time with my sister. This is the first time in like maybe in a couple of years I actually was able to get the cake from my favorite place for myself. Yes. I mean, that last year was the only year where I didn't. Well. That and, you know, the year we don't talk about, right? That mm-hmm, we didn't get mm-hmm. the, you know, the cake from my favorite place. Yeah, when we had quarantine birthday or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, that year, whatever, days later, you know what I got for my birthday? COVID.
Fair, yeah.
Oh, no, he said the C word.
Oh, no, he said
COVID. Hide your kids, hide your wife. But yeah, but, that and then like I think what was it like, you know, the following year it was I wasn't able to, you know, get the cake that I wanted, which is and you already know because, you know, you're from the Bronx too, Valencia is like mm-hmm. it is like the most delicious, like diabetic inducing diabetic inducing fucking cake.
Yeah,
but it is fucking just pure deliciousness. I think it's made from like sugar and cocaine because it's just that addictive and good. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Straight to the veins. It's like crack, dude. Yeah. Valencia cake is fucking crack.
Yeah, you have people just standing in front, whatever. You got some of that frosting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
You got those slices? But yeah, so.
Dude, I remember back in the day when I was up there, we used to go to the factory. We used to be like,
Is that the one that I think is like a, like a, is it Bedford Park? I don't remember exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
It's up that way, yep.
Yeah. So, well, the one that I go to is apparently the original one, which is around my neighborhood, and one, you know, it's on 138th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So apparently that's the oldest Valencia.
Yep.
And it's still kicking, still there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, so Oh my God, dude. Like, you know, it was just nice to get to spend time with family. I went to go bring my sister her gift because she already ordered mine. And, you know, for the sake of people here, because, you know what I got from her, but I haven't mentioned this. So WrestleMania weekend, they came out with these figures or whatever the hell. And yeah.
For those that don't know, I was doing the Limitless pose.
No, that was the gift for my niece.
Yeah, no, it's still pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, my niece got me a Keith Lee figure, but my sister got me Andre the Giant, you know, in the fucking, you know.
The badass Andre the Giant.
Yeah, Andre the Giant, you know, dressed up or whatever with the fucking belt. And, you know, me being such a big child at heart, my Facebook profile picture, my boy brought over his Hogan figure, and I recreated the scene when fucking Andre had his fucking finger Hogan's face. And that Hogan figure, for whatever reason, looks like he's scared.
Yeah.
So it fits perfectly because you have this fucking 7 foot plus monster, whatever, with a finger in your face.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't fuck with that, man.
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah. And even if he asks you, want a peanut?
No.
You know, you got to be kind of hesitant because it's just like, if you take it, you gonna kill me? But yeah, but that figure, oh my God, dude. So yeah,
it's a badass fucking figure, dude.
Dude, both of them are. Like, and then the Keith Lee that I got is the one I think is the NXT, like either the first call up one or whatever. So it was the Elite series.
Yep.
And the only negative thing about it, and you know, we talked about it when I did get it. The Andre figure, whatever, came out WrestleMania weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I got that, you know, that figure days later, the box came all janked up, dropped in the corner or whatever, and I was just like, what the fuck, man? Right. I mean, I was going to take the figure out the box regardless, but it's just the idea that, like,
it's the principle that it's a brand new fucking figure.
Yeah. Why, and you know, and mind you, the whole thing is this. We already know when it comes to, like, you know, Amazon or whatever, you know, they try to look out for you in what kind of way, whatever the hell, but some of the employees or whatever, you know, I don't blame Amazon.
No, yeah. No.
You know, because, you know, they're a sponsor. I love you, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Call me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, it, like I said, it's just a lot of times, like, you know, there is sometimes, because especially, like I said, since it's new, it just came out. And probably all these people fucking ordering it. So they're trying to, you know, push out whatever they have. So even, like, you know, they're just like, well, the boss fucked up, whatever. But the toy's still new. So, you know, here you go.
What and it is. Like,
action figure.
What they'll do is that they'll blame it on the fact that it was through transit that it got fucked up.
But the box...
It left.
No, I'm talking about the packaging it was in or whatever wasn't fucked up. I opened it.
I know.
And the packaging of the figure was fucked up.
Oh, I
like,
know.
It looked like someone grabbed it and went like this. Oh, shit, it's Andre. Yeah.
But, no, I get it. Yeah, I completely get it because I've experienced many of those, and that's one thing.
I remember when I surprised you with an AEW figure, you told me the box is kind of janked up. I was like, son of a bitch, man. Like, I mean, like, but you know, you as the consummate professional, you were just like, you know what, it's still good, and you know, I appreciate you appreciating me.
Yeah, appreciates it. Yeah, appreciates is going everywhere.
Nothing but love for my family, dude. You know,
absolutely.
Fucking Olive Garden, Fast and Furious family.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, but
it's true though. Yeah,
I get it. But then later on that evening, one of my really good friends, my coworker from work, my boy Marlon, took me out to this Brazilian steakhouse in the city, and fucking, you know, you already know about when it comes to, you know, Brazilian steakhouse, man.
Churrasco, right? He has all the shiznit.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking heart attack. Like, you know, like, I am like lucky that I have not suffered any kind of heart attack or some kind of cardiac issue, like, for 42 years. You know, hold on. Knock on wood. Yeah. Right? Knock on, you know.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I'm just surprised. Because, you know, I go mostly by the caveman diet. I mean, I eat my vegetables or whatever here and there, but, you know, I just, you know, carnivore.
Yeah.
So, you know, a place like that is perfect.
But the thing is, like, the carnivore diet isn't the worst diet either. it's a means of, you know, just breaking it up and making sure that, you know, you try to balance things out as best as possible.
True. But yeah, so the like the inside joke that's what was happening when we were hanging out there, whatever, and you know, and all that stuff was that when we were walking over there, mm-hmm. you know, from my job site, even though I had off that day from work or whatever, which is I was meeting my boy because he was working that day. Mm-hmm. So when we were walking to the place, there was like a whole bunch of like, I'm talking about like, you could tell doctored up Instagram models.
Okay.
Right. And you know, I'm not knocking them whatsoever, but you know, the whole thing is this, it's just like, you know, there are times where you could just take a look and you'd be like, you didn't have that until recently.
She had a BBL.
Nah, dude, fucking the DR doctor special, you know that.
Yeah, and exactly. She had the BBL, which is the Brazilian butt lift and shit.
Yeah. But what really gets me is this though. It's just like, you know, she had like one of them that we were passing by. She had like the dude or whatever recording her and everything like that. And I just felt like terrible because you know it just seems like every time or whatever, there's always that one dude, you know, that the lackey golem or whatever the fuck, like you know. Sold. Five lines.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. So happy with the process. But yeah, so but we were just like joking around because right, she's doing like this like I said, we're just walking by. She's doing this fake thing or whatever. We give a look and I was just like, you know. Because sometimes, like, you know, as a dude, you can appreciate certain things or whatever. But but if it's, like, too fake, you know, it's just like you look and you do, like, that line from Sonic from the cartoons. Huh, neat. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. And you just keep walking.
Yeah.
But it was, like, back to back more than one. They all were on the same area. I was like, is there, like, a special event that I don't know about that they just want to record on a Friday night? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the day after 420, you know. Just like, you know,
they were celebrating Hitler's birthday.
Well, that's 420, but you know.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
My birthday falls on what we call National Drug Testing Day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
421. And the after is Earth Day. So yeah. But once we get there and everything like that, when we were inside, you know, just joking around, conversing, there were still a bunch of, you know, like there were like the same thing in there. There were, you know, these ladies that, you know, you could tell, like I said, IG models or, you know, mm-hmm. thing, everyone all doctored up and stuff. There was one lady that it looks like her dress was painted on because it was just that tight.
Jeez.
Right. And you know, do you,
of course
you can live your life. You can do whatever you want. Right, but you cannot get mad if someone says something. I mean, I said it.
At least you would hope.
No, I said it, not to her, to my friend.
Of course.
but
you did the safe way. You did it the safe way.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, you know, we kept joking around because you know, the joke of the night was every time when they kept passing by, especially you know, so we just kept going like you know the fucking song from Super Mario Brothers, you know. So when they kept passing by, peaches, I love you all. But yeah, so that was kind of like the theme of the night or whatever. It's just like, damn, all these peaches everywhere, whatever. Fucking, let's mm-hmm. make a cobbler.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my god,
definitely worth it.
Canceled. Nah. Well, we do give the warning. These are our opinions and everything like that. Like, you know.
Exactly. And this is also something that, like, you know, who cares?
No, I know, but at the same time, you never want to be like really disrespectful or anything like that. Like, you know,
I'm saying
a lot of times we joke around or whatever, and our humor is very old school based. Like, you know, nowadays or whatever, you kind of say the wrong thing, and then people want to just fucking cancel you and all that stuff. And I'm just like, you know. You don't have to listen to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But regardless of everything, I enjoyed myself. And then the day after, I had an appointment because damn, it's been a minute since I really, you know, we talked about this. So mm-hmm. For months I've been dealing with abdominal pain because I had a kidney stone that on my right kidney that was too big to pass, but it wanted to pass. Mm-hmm. So I was dealing with like chronic pain for like months. So I was on painkillers and things as such, like, you know, just to kind of deal with it. But there would be like, you know, weekends where I just wouldn't do anything, that I would just kind of stay home, you know, resting, because, you know, it sometimes it was just, you know, too much. So I had to, you know, go to the hospital, whatever. And, you know, they, you know, took a laser, kind of like that scene from, you know, I think it was an Empire or whatever, you know, pew, pew, you know, and they destroyed it. They took it out. They put, and, you know, they put a fucking twisty straw in me or whatever, or what they call a stent. Right. And the problem with that was that this fucking device made me want to pee way more than I normally would. And, you know, and the thing is, as a diabetic, I already pee a lot. So imagine if you will.
You got to get the shit out of me. That's what your body says.
No, no, yeah. So for weeks, and thankfully I work in Midtown. So before I leave work, I would go. As I'm walking, why the fuck do I got to go again? So there were times where whenever we were dropping off stuff to either FedEx or the post office, right, you know, like lucky me, I've always made, you know, like good relationships with people from, you know, the places where we drop off stuff. So the post office and then FedEx, that, you know, I always have a good rapport with these people. So they knew what was going on. So, you know, like when I was like, listen, I'm sorry, but I really have to use the bathroom. And right away, you know, they would, you know, let me use the restroom with no problem whatsoever. So, you know, very, very grateful on that. Also, since
which is the benefits of actually being a nice person.
Yeah. But then also the other good thing about it is that at least since we work Midtown, right, you know,
there are bathrooms.
We have, yeah, Grand Central Terminal. So, you know, there's a bathroom there. You know, just got to kind of dodge the homeless and whatever the hell, and the junkies. But, yeah, okay. But it's simple. Cody's on. I'm sorry. I just have Ro on mute. And I just saw Cody. So, you know, all I heard in my mind right now is like, wrestling has more than one.
Adrenaline.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
my father said something hard times with the elbow in the face. Whatever. But yeah, but, you know, I feel so much better now, like, you know, that I don't have that pain. So a lot of that has been alleviated. Like, I've just been, you know, in this, like, really good mood now because, you know, I'm slowly getting better personally, whatever, from other stuff, too. Like, you know, we've talked about it in this, about the whole divorce thing and all that stuff. And, you know, just getting myself on the right track again.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I like, you know, and no matter how many times I will say it or whatever, Steve, I will always thank you for just always being there, bro. You know that.
No doubt, dude. No doubt.
Yeah. Always. So, you know, and it kind of sucks that sometimes or whatever, like, you know, with someone like myself that tries to stay in a good mood, always like to joke around, whenever I'm kind of down and out, I kind of push people away until I can know how, like, if I know how to deal with it, then, you know, but then those who reach out to me, I will let them know what's going on. But, you know, it's just one of those bad habits that I've had since I was a kid that, you know, I never wanted to be a burden to anybody else.
Yeah, but you got to remember that that's not you being a burden. That's you just expressing how you feel and what's going on with you. Yeah. Because the people that care about you want to know what's going on. And if they don't, really care, then that means that they're not really your friends. So.
And I will take them back and get a refund or whatever, or maybe just get a new friend and wait the, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, you know, for the delivery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then exactly. Out of nowhere, it's just like, do you like Fear Factory? No? Oh, we got to send you back.
hit the refresh button a few times.
Yeah. Loading. But yeah, so Oh my God, dude. Like, you know, it's just the birthday weekend was really, you know, went really well. Minus one hiccup, but I don't want to get into that. You know, we've talked about
outside. Yeah, you don't got to talk about
it. But I will say this, though. All in all, this is a good, this is a really good weekend. Great. Right? Like, you know, it, like, I'm truly appreciative. Like, so many people reached out to me to make sure that I was good. And, you know, it's humbling, man. It's very humbling.
It is.
That, you know, that, I mean, I, or at least I try, like, I try to be a good person to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, you know, that always say that, you know, that I'm a good dude. I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm just being myself. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to treat you the way that I would want to be treated. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Which is how it
should be. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes, you know, whenever you're, like, down and out, people just know when to come in at the right time just to kind of, like, you know, stop being a bitch, you big lug, you.
Get over it.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, but then let's just pass this and just go, I finally got to see Violent Night. Fucking hilarious. That's like, I think that's going to be on my next, when I do the Christmas viewing thing.
Yep.
Oh, dude, fucking, you know, like, I will say this, though. It's up there like Die Hard, man. And,
it is.
You know, not, and this ain't not to be bad. Even though Bruce Willis says it's not a Christmas movie, fuck you, Bruce Willis. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie, yeah.
So is Batman Returns.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
So, yeah. And then, of course, you know, one of my other favorite Christmas movies or whatever, other than Elf, fucking Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing says the holiday season like mayhem.
Yeah, it's true, though. It's true. Yeah. It is.
And then out of a recommendation from you and one, and a couple of other people, when it came out on the cock, right, you know, Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Dude, it is like cheesy good.
Yeah.
I was entertained throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I saw it as a screener. They got together.
Yeah, and you were telling me about it, and I was just like, and you kept saying, you know, if you could go to the theater and watch it. And I was like, I'll wait till it comes on streaming.
It's worth watching on a big screen. That one, well, it was worth watching on a big screen because it's not on a big screen anymore. It's on the Peacock now. But
on the Peacock, yeah.
Yeah. But it's
and good. Then you know, the other movie that I saw was Megan. I saw the unrated one.
Okay.
I will say this, though. It is a better, like, story of the reboot Child's Play, because that's what it kind of reminded me of, the reboot Child's Play.
Well, that's essentially what it is.
Yeah, but Child's Play did have a couple of cool, you know, cool deaths.
Yeah.
I mean, there were one or two funny scenes in this movie or whatever that...
A couple of hilarious scenes in this one.
Ah, dude, the fucking, when she ripped the kid's ear off. Spoilers. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, it's been out enough already or whatever, and it's been on the it's on the cock, so you can watch, you know, the unrated cock version.
Yep.
And I was like,
but that was even on the regular one. Obviously, it was as detailed as it was, but
I did like it. What I did like is that, you know, the ending, which I, like I said, I don't want to spoil that at least, but mm-hmm. the ending of just like, you know. You could kind of call it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it left it open for, like, you know, like I said, for you know, well, you know, like we talked about before, a second one. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't even mind a second one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it either.
But then it's just, you're just kind of wondering or whatever, like, how would it play out?
It lends itself to it, but I don't think they would do it. Because
I don't think they should, though. I think, like, the way as is or whatever was good enough.
Yeah. They don't need to. This right here does not need a sequel.
It doesn't. And then when it comes to like the cartoon world or whatever, I saw Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Okay. That one's actually really good.
Okay.
And that one's also on the cock.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, what's your take on like DreamWorks or whatever, you know, stuff like that, animation stuff.
I don't mind DreamWorks stuff. Sometimes they try a little too hard to be, you know, give jokes that are for the older people when it's for the kids to watch.
Yeah.
So sometimes they just go a little too hard with those jokes.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I guess they'll enjoy it. But yeah, I haven't seen this one. This last one I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, but I will say this. I really did like that. Like, you know, like that movie. The movie that I want to see next, because it was another animated, you know, feature. I think it's DreamWorks too. The one called The Bad Guys. Right.
I don't think it was DreamWorks. I think it might be Illuminations, but that one I think is on Netflix.
Okay, so then you know what? I think I'm gonna try to see what's up with that. Like, you know, because I heard that one's actually not bad.
It's fun. It's fun. I did watch that one.
Did you go for a screener of that too or something?
No. I saw it one day when I was at home.
Oh, okay.
I just completely forgot about it.
Well, there's certain movies like that, like, you know, you kind of forget. What I'm waiting for, whatever, is for Quantumania to, you know, to come on Disney Plus. I don't even know when.
It's it should be coming out within the next couple weeks. There is a version of it online if you really want to procure it in some ways. It's there. But yeah, The Bad Guys is on Netflix. I just looked it up. It's there.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Steve's streaming suggestions.
Yeah. I have more. But
But let's go to you, dude. Like, you know, I know you've been doing that horror thing, man.
Yeah, I've been doing the horror thing. And I love
any good recommendations?
Yeah. I always got some recommendations. I highly suggest that you guys check out Evil Dead Rise. Came out this past weekend. I actually went and I saw this in theaters because I was like, I am a huge fan of the series, of the whole Evil Dead franchise. I love it. It's one of my favorite things ever. The fact that they have a new version of it. I was like, yes, please. The fact that we've spoke about it on the show for a few weeks. And I was like, yo, like, I gotta see this. I gotta see where it's going. I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, this looks pretty. It looks like it's right up my alley. And I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm gonna go see it. I saw it on Saturday after I got a tire alignment. And I was like, fuck it. Let me go to the theater. I got in for $6.45. So matinee prices for my ticket. I was like, hell yeah.
You know what? That always is a benefit, dude. The matinee. Yeah, and then especially, let's say, depending on what day you go. Like, if you go, like, in a Monday or Tuesday, better off. Because, you know, you'll have, most of the time, you'll have the movie theater either to yourself or maybe just, like, one other person, but they're not even sitting next to you. So.
Well, this theater, I was pretty much by myself in the theater. They were like, I'm going to say, like, at least 7 people in the entire theater. And it was the big size theater. Not, like, a real tiny one. It was a big one. And I was pretty much like in my whole aisle by myself. I was just sitting there chilling.
I am the king.
Pretty much. And the cool thing about this theater is that you actually get to choose your seats. So I chose to sit right in the middle.
My favorite seating area is of course near the back, in the middle, of course. Right. Another one that I used to like doing is the back in the corner, so you kind of see everything, and also at the same time, like, you won't really have people like walking in your way because, you know, you're in the corner anyway. So
that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, say, like, mine was literally like, it was literally right in the middle. The reason I chose that was because, like, I knew there was nobody like going to be around me.
Yeah.
People were already sitting behind me and they were already sitting towards the right of me, but there was nobody sitting in front of me. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to be literally right dead set in the middle. Let's pick that seat. Best seat in the house. Plus, there's also like super comfy couches, and they bring you food and everything.
Oh, you went to one of those theaters. I fucking love those, man.
Well, that theater is the one. That theater that's literally like down the block from where I live.
Well, nice, dude. Like, I was introduced to Alamo Drafthouse to, you know, our friend Franny, like a while back, and I love the idea of, like, you know, you can order food, you can get fucking alcohol, and watch a movie with no problem whatsoever. And then there's enough spacing that, like, even if someone walks by you, it's not too bad because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, and the seats, like, from the place where we went to, whatever, like, not the best, not the worst, because I'm kind of spoiled with those seats where you can recline back and, you know. Yeah, yeah.
These were the recliner seats, and it's fucking great. I love it. With like a super comfy couch seats.
Ah, oh, dude. I saw something online where I was just like, I kind of want to go, but at the same time, I don't. There's a theater apparently that they have beds.
No, I'm good. I fall asleep.
No, that's the thing too. Like, I was just like, I'll fall asleep. But then also the thing is, like, let's say if you go on a date, you know, I'm not going to go forward with that, but you kind of get the idea. You just be like, you know, yeah. Trying to watch the movie, maybe afterwards.
No,
I'll pay $20 for this. You're going to have to wait.
No. That's too much of a risk, I think. One, I won't be able to watch the movie that I'm paying for. Because either one, I'm going to be having too much fun, or two, I'm going to be fucking sleeping.
After you're done or whatever, you're done, you wake up like, fuck, I missed the movie again.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll pass on that theater. It's a good idea. It's a good concept, but
no, it is. But like I said, it's just like, you know, because there are those times where, like, especially let's say when you're in the house and you're just like a long day, you just want to watch a movie just to kind of like decompress. But then, of course, like, you know, if you had a long work week or whatever, you know, Mr. Sandman just comes out of nowhere with the fucking bag of sand and just like, you know,
yeah. So no, I'm good.
And then slowly, just, you know,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, Evil Dead Rise is fucking amazing.
There was another one that you recommended to me, that was an animated one or whatever, that I wanted for you to bring it up.
Oh, yes. I believe that was... let me look it up, because I've watched so many. As of right now, today is the 24th of April. Which means that we are far from the amount of movies that I have watched. I'm up to 140 movies so far for the year, and we're less than a whole year. No, we're less than a quarter of a year into it. So I'm like about a good 20 movies ahead of schedule.
And I know you're gonna probably beat that too. Like, you probably I like knowing you. I think you're going to have, like, the end of the year, you're going to have enough movies for, like, a year and a half, maybe a year and three quarters.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I think I may be, like, right on point with it by the time the year comes towards the end. I think I may be right around there because, like, the reason I'm going ahead is because there are things that I'm going to be doing that I honestly won't be able to watch it. Like today, I'm recording with you today. So, like, I could have watched something early, but I was pretty busy at work, so I didn't get a chance to watch anything. Or like the fact that we're recording right now, like I'm obviously not gonna be watching something while I'm recording with you, but or days that like I have the kids or stuff, or like days that like I'm working at the stadium, which I'll be talking about a little bit later. I did a few things at the stadium.
That's right. Adventures.
Yeah, the adventures of sports entertainment, sports and entertainment. How about that? There we go. Yeah.
Episode 322.
So the movie that you're talking about, the animated movie that you're talking about, is the movie called Attack of the Demons.
Yeah. And it's funny how, you know, I was going to watch it and then something came up and I started watching a documentary or whatever. I think it's called Living with Chucky. So it was
a great documentary too.
Dude. And it was thanks to you on the recommendation on that app, right?
Greenbox is an amazing place.
So I was going to watch, you know, that movie, but then I saw Living with Chucky, and I just went, click.
Yeah.
And that one was actually really good. That was a good.
It's a great documentary because it goes through pretty much the whole story of each movie, not touching the TV show or anything yet, but it just goes from like the first movie to the last movie. And then not only just that, but like the fact that like the director of this documentary was actually the daughter of the person that does
the effects, I think it was.
Yeah, the effects. Yeah, he's the effect guy. He's the one that gets his head chopped off in the third one. Yeah, so she's the one that directs it, and she's basically like, yeah, like I've been around all of this since she was a child. Similar to Brad Dourif's daughter, who is now playing Chucky from time to time.
What was it? Mila, Mika, I think it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the one that she plays Mika or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Honestly, I like, you know, I've seen like every movie, but I don't remember all of them. So I thought like what I'm going to do, you know, pretty soon, I'm going to do like a deep dive. Because mm-hmm. if you remember, when I was a kid, I had a phobia of Chucky for years. And you know how I got over it? One of my best friends at the time, she took me to see Bride of Chucky. And, you know, it was funny. Like, this is when they started making, you know, it was yeah, the horror
they made
comedy.
They made it hilarious, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it was a lot easier. Now, the first three Child's Plays or whatever, you know, it took me a bit. But then, you know, since I love horror, like, you know, like I really got over it. And as a matter of fact, you know, it's just like, you know, I actually I love the movies. So yeah, imagine imagine if you will, you know, from having this deep fear to like, you know, I fucking love it, you know.
Yeah, because it's worth a watch. If you guys haven't seen any of the Chucky stuff, go check it out because they're fucking worth watching. Not all of them are great, but they're all
They all have something.
They're good on its own. Yeah. They're all good on its own. Yeah.
Because what was it? Was it Seed or Cult? One of them or whatever that, you know, because of the premise of what it was like kind of ahead of its time, so it wasn't received well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it was the Seed of Chucky.
Yeah, but with everything going on now, you know, with I don't want to really get into it, you know, but I get why, and you know, it makes sense. Like, you know, so if you ever, you know, like if you watch it now, you know, you could appreciate it more now. You know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Right. And it suits the times, and especially since like what they explain in the documentary is the fact that like the writer, creator, director of it is an openly gay dude. And there hasn't really been many, you know, openly gay people doing horror stuff, especially with Chucky and stuff, with, you know, now that we have Chucky and stuff. So like it kind of throws it out there like, oh yeah, she tried to make it as realistic and human as possible. So that's good. It's a good shit. It's a good shit to watch. So check out the documentary. It's good shit. Living with Chucky, that's on Screambox. Attack of the Demons is really fun. It's a real fun little movie. And for an animated movie, it's very South Park style. It looks like fucking South Park. Because, and the funny thing is, it takes place in Colorado, and it's just a fun watch.
Yeah, to me, I took it like an homage to South Park. You know,
it is. If you really look at it and you think about it, you're like, yeah, it pretty much is, because it has the same type of style as the South Park.
Well, and I got it right. South Park when they first came out, what was it? The Spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when they first, exactly, like, it has that South Park feel from the beginning. But the thing about this is that, like, it gets really dark. And it's actually really gory for an animated movie. It's actually pretty gory. Which is not bad, because I don't mind the gore. It's just fun seeing people's faces being pretty much melting in animation. In that type of animation, it just looks pretty fucking cool. Yeah, so like, there are many things that are just like, oh, I like what they do with this. So for you know, for that, check it out. It's good. Another recommendation that I can talk about that's on it's actually on Shudder. There are two movies that I watched this past weekend that are pretty fucking good. That are they're older movies, obviously. One is from 79, the other is from 80, and one of them is called Zombie. That is absolutely fantastic. It was originally made in France, but it has, they changed the name of it because, of course, you know, in France they called it essentially Zombies 2 because they wanted it to be the sequel to Night of the Living Dead. But it's called Zombie. And it's fucking good. It's really fucking good. It's dark as hell, obviously. But there are so many good kills in this. So much fucking violence. So much good practical effects. When you're watching it, you're just like, oh my god, this shit is so good. It's fucking good. It's really fucking good. And then the other one that's done by the same director who was Lucio Fulci. And the other one that he did was The Beyond, which is another zombie-ish kind of movie, but it's more like an undead, not just regular zombies. So they're dead, but they come back to life or whatever because of the demons or whatever that are going around. That was pretty wild. That was pretty damn wild indeed. But definitely super enjoyable too.
Dude, a lot of times you're going to find a lot of like old school gems, you know, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, just for looking around anyway. Because honestly, if you really want to think about it, what is it like 60s and 70s? Had a slew of fucking, like, you know, a whole bunch of these old school horrors. And, you know, I'm not going to say they fell to the wayside or whatever because of the popularity of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it? Late 70s. Well, mid 70s, you had Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking classic. That to this day, I still has like my favorite death or whatever with fucking Franklin. I think I hear something. Mm-hmm. Leatherface with no fucking, you know, no discrimination.
Yep.
Guy in a wheelchair. You know.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah. And then was it like, I think Halloween was like late 70s, like 79 mm-hmm. or something, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Yeah. And then 80 was like 80. Yeah, it was 80. That was the original Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, but then, you know, all like I said, all these things or whatever, the 80s brought a lot of the fucking, you know, the classic, you know, slasher, you know, villains that people kind of, for whatever reason, wanted to see the people get killed. It's like, you sick fucks.
Yeah, we are sick fucks, but it's okay. It's okay. Cause
we're still it's a wrestling chant here. You sick fuck. You sick fuck. Yeah,
pretty much. And then the last movie that I could talk about that I actually really enjoyed was The Boy Behind the Door. Came out in 2021. And this is actually very similar to the movie called The Black Door that came out last year. Did you see that one?
No. Is that the one with Ethan Hawke?
Yes.
I kind of wanted to see it. At the same time, it was just kind of like, I'm not going to say it didn't intrigue me, but it was just like, I kept telling myself, I'll watch it when I watch it.
That's fair. So this one is very similar to it because these two kids wind up getting kidnapped or whatever. They're out playing or whatever, and they swear that they're gonna be best friends forever. And they're playing ball or whatever, and then out of nowhere one kid gets picked up, and then the other kid is looking for him, and he winds up getting picked up too. And pretty much follows them as they are pretty much kidnapped and thrown into a house, leading to them possibly getting fucking child trafficked or whatever. So it's a fucked up story, obviously. But it's all about one of the kids. He gets loose and he tries to get out. And it's just a crazy story because you see who the killers are and you see what's going on and you're just like, how are they going to get out of it? Because, of course, you know, the adults are adults and the kids are kids. You don't expect kids to actually get out of the situation that's going on. And what you see in the movies, you just think, wow, how are they going to make this out of there? How are they going to get out of here? How are they going to make the situation work for them? And it's pretty fucking good. That one I've rated pretty much up there. Like 4.5, 5 out of 5 stars. Good fucking flick. Definitely worth the watch. That one is on Shudder, I believe. But yeah, those are good. I really enjoyed those. All those movies that I mentioned, definitely highly recommend. So check them all out. Those are all fun. They're all good.
I would just say put them on the link or whatever, just in case, you know, whenever you put them, you know.
Or if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see all the movies that I've been watching. Like, every movie that I watch, I pretty much I just pretty much say, like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm watching. And I'll put a picture of it, and I'll put where I'm going to watch it on, and you'll see it. You can, if you want to go see it, you can see it.
Didn't, I think it was that one of the movies you watched or whatever that you actually got a like from the official page or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was, what was that one? That was actually a couple weeks ago. That was, What was it?
Was that the one with the whatever Dave or whatever, something like that? Or I don't remember exactly.
The one that I got a good like one from the movie that I watched was One Bedroom. That was actually pretty good. The creator and everything actually liked it, shared it. They're like, oh, yeah, you're also for sharing or whatever the fact that because this movie came out in like 2019 and it was really underground, not much of a big, you know, push for it or whatever. So the main account was pretty much like, yo, like, what do you like about it or whatever? I'm pretty much holding, you know, like, I love the fact that, like, it was very cultish. And there are a lot of movies that, even though they have a cult feel, it kind of doesn't, you know, fall into place as it should. But this one did. And it was really good the way they did it. Like, it was, you had the cult feel from the very beginning. You're like, no, it's not a cult. And then, yeah, it turns out to be a cult. And then you see how they torture this girl to fall into the cult or whatever. But she's in her mind, even though she is like kind of brainwashed, she's like, yo, like, this isn't right. What they're doing. And they're trying to get other people to live there. And then eventually she was like, fuck you, I'm going to do my own thing. And I'm going to fuck all you guys over. She starts pretty much beating ass in the place. It's pretty dope.
You know what kind of reminds me of? Do you remember that old movie or whatever where the girl got abused by all these dudes and then she got them all back somehow? I forgot the name of it. She cut the dude's dick off or whatever.
Yeah. Kind of similar. I know exactly. I think I know what he's talking about. But yeah.
Because I still remember that to this day. I always kept saying, I would never fucking cross a woman or whatever the hell in any kind of way, especially after that when she fucking lopped off his shit. He's in the things like, ow, ow, ah, just bleeds out, you know.
Yeah. But it has very, very similar things to that. And yeah, it's definitely worth the watch. It's called the One Bedroom. I think that was on Prime.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the movies.
I want to call the movie that I mentioned Dictality.
Dictality. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, there were way more other things or whatever, but the guy, you know, all the big, you know, people that fuck with this woman, you know, got, you know, killed off in, like, you know, in gruesome ways too. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's just that one scene, that, like, to this day.
That one scene that just sticks with you.
You're just like, I'm going to be a good boy.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it together and actually be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and the most recent thing that I've been up to, other than watching a whole bunch of shit, actually, like, I worked a bunch of stuff at the stadium, which is pretty fucking dope. What was the last one? I think the last one I spoke about before was the Innings Festival, which was pretty fucking cool. It was just before the baseball preseason started that they have a music festival at the stadium, pretty much with like a whole bunch of different artists, ranging from totally different sounds. The biggest headliners on it, which was weird, obviously, like I said, eclectic fucking group of bands. Pitbull was on one of the stages. Imagine Dragons was there, Weezer, and Dave Matthews Band.
That is like the weirdest, like, you know.
Super eclectic.
Because I was going to say, like, you know, you have fucking, what is it, like, you know, like pop, you know, top 40 shit with Pitbull.
And Imagine right. Dragons, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forget. Like, even though they're a band.
Yeah, but it's still top. It's top 40 shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have.
Dave I mean, Matthews. Weezer had hit. Weezer had hits too. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They were fucking great, dude. I was literally like in front of, literally standing in front of their stage the entire time. It was really fucking good. It was them. Also, the Revivalist was really good live.
Fucking other Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood.
No, not them. Not them. Not them.
Not FTR.
No, not FTR. No, no, no. But the Revivalist was really good. The lead singer was all over the place. He was jumping literally like from amp to amp, jumping over. Like, I was literally standing by the stage in front of the amps. He jumped over me a couple times. I'm like, dude.
My man just jumped over like Mario. Wahoo!
Yeah. This other like rap pop star or whatever, Ty Verde. He literally jumped over me to the ground. He has a few good songs on the radio that I've heard, like literally on the radio I've heard them, and I'm like, oh, okay, I know this one. And literally like a few of them, I was like, shit, I know this song. I don't know who the fuck it was, but I'm like, oh, I know that one.
I heard it around somewhere. It was probably blasted, like, or whatever. And I started screaming in the middle of the night or whatever. Turn off your radio. I'm trying to sleep for work.
Yeah. Like it was songs that, like, I would hear when...
Of course, my lawn.
Like, when the kids are around, like, I usually put on the pop station or whatever. I'm driving back with them and stuff. And because, like, my daughters, they don't care about, you know, the heavy stuff, obviously. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just put on the pop station or whatever. And, like, I heard literally, like, about 8 of the songs from that dude that was on the radio. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know, man. You just right now, whatever, just mentioning like that kind of hurt me a little bit. Be like, you know, go to your room.
That's whatever, dude.
Why? If you don't understand, you're going to stay there longer.
No, but that was pretty cool. He was pretty cool. But then, like, the highlight of the weekend was actually, like, Dave Matthews Band. I know you're not a fan, but, like... I was never really a fan either, but one of ours has been a fan. And that's Charlie.
Oh, he's dude, Charlie's been waving that flag for like over 20 plus years.
Dude, like he burnt a CD for me back when we were in college. He was like, "Yo,
you know, it's kind of funny nowadays or whatever. Like the people now would be like, wait, what?"
Dude, okay, so check this out.
He took a lighter and burnt the CD.
So check this out. So like I was. Literally by the barricade, but I was watching over, making sure that the crowd didn't get over towards where the sound mixers were at. So like I was right standing by the sound mixing area or whatever, basically making sure that nobody came over. So I was standing there. I was enjoying my time while they were playing and stuff. And one of the dudes in the crowd was like, yo, like, come here or whatever. He called me over. I go over and he starts talking to me. He's like, yo, like, you're the first security guard that I see that's actually, like, enjoying your time here and actually, like, not stern-facing or anything. I'm like, yo, like, why am I going to be stern-faced about, you know, being at a show like this? Like, I'm enjoying the time. I'm enjoying that everybody else is actually enjoying their time here. And it's all fun. And plus, I got to make sure that you guys are having fun. He wanted to. He actually wanted me to take a hit of his vape pen. I was like, no, I'm good. Yeah, obviously.
It wasn't even 420, but happy 420.
Dave Matthews is known for having like huge weed or whatever. They're huge, very, 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 very high all the time. But so the dude
like to listen to ultimately for me to listen to it. I have to be.
Yeah. So like he was talking to me or whatever. He was like, yo, like, have you ever been into Dave Matthews? I was like, I was never really into them or whatever. But then I told them like, yo, one of my friends actually, you know, burnt a CD for me, and he was like, wait, you said what? I was like, yeah, he burnt a CD for me back when we were in college. He was like, wait, so how old are you? And I told him I was like 40. He was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, hey, yeah,
go to your room.
I told him like, yeah, I'm 40, dude. He was like, no. I'm like, yeah, dude. He told me, he was like, no homo, you look good for your age. I'm like, why? Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then you went, sir, you could take me out to eat.
And then, you know, it's funny. That's like, this is, that's like one of three different occasions that somebody's actually said the exact same thing. I'll get into the other one later. But
no, what really gets me is like kind of similar for me, because I guess maybe it's just the way I conduct myself.
Yeah.
That, you know, but like I said, the popping out gray in my beard and everything like that or whatever kind of says I'm up there in age. Yeah. But, you know, I don't act like, you know.
Absolutely. Why
I'm act like a giant, I'm a giant man child, man. So, you know, I get excited for figures. So, you know, what the hell, man?
Exactly. No, but he was pretty much like, yo, like, you look like you're in your 20s. I was like, wow, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the comment or whatever, the compliment.
Just come on, like, over, like, you know, shoot.
Because this dude himself, he was like, yo, like, he said he was, what, 24? And he was pretty much saying, like, yo, you look like you're my age. I was like, wow, thank you. I appreciate it. Like,
he was still surprised. He's like, what's burning a CD? When you take a lighter and you put it on it? Like,
No, he knew what burning a CD was. But, like, he just didn't think that that was actually a thing that people would actually did for music like that. Especially, like, the fact that, like...
Dude, I remember when we used to fucking, like, to do, like, mega mixes or whatever. That, you know, we would get, like, you know, like, for each other, we were always just tracks that we liked. Just to be like, you know, this is, like, my mix, you know, check this out. Yeah. And then you'd be like, you know, that's pretty good. Here's my mix. Right? And I was like... We're horrible DJs, but you know, we have good taste in music. Yeah, like, you know, it only like flow right per se, but you know, every song was a banger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were the days.
Now I feel like singing the intro to fucking All in the Family.
Girls were men. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, that was actually a really fun event. I had a really good time. At that one. And then there was 3 days of Taylor Swift. My man
had the Tay Tay days.
I did. And you know, honestly, I'll say it now. I had a great time.
Go to your room.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Stay there. Think about what you said.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. Not my type of music, but like,
dude, when people are having fun or whatever, you know, you have fun with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She is a fantastic performer. She's a fantastic fucking performer, dude.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when I went to a show with, you know, our friend Tan, you know, we should say our sister, Tan, right? The band, like, you know, I went to a show, I already forgot the name of the band or whatever the hell, right? But, you know, I enjoyed myself, and I enjoyed more so that she was enjoying herself. Because, you know how she is, always working and always, you know, doing what she got to do, always busy. She's
always go, yeah.
So, you know, and I remember when this went on sale and she was just like, you know, that she wanted to go. So without hesitation, I bought, you know, the ticket for her and I, because, you know, it wasn't expensive and it wasn't cheap.
Was it a Zeal and Order?
Yes. There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Zordon and whatever the fuck. Yeah.
They're great, though. They're great.
No, they are. But remember, I've never listened to them before. So she sent me like a couple of tracks so I could kind of get an idea of, you know, what I was going to, you know,
what you were getting into. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's a little like all over the place, but it's still, you know, hard rock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, the lead singer is really good. The backup singer was good too.
Mm-hmm.
And the band's good. Like, you know, and, you know, I commend them. Like, now, have they converted me to like, you know, that I'm going to start buying the albums? Not really, but, you know, but I like, let's say if they come back again or whatever, and, you know, our sis wants to go back, I have no problem whatsoever. Like, listen, you know, because when that day or whatever, we fucking drank, we conversed, we joked around, we had fun. So, you know, it was just a good outing.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of sucked though is the place that we went to, whatever, is a little out of the way. So, you know, traveling back from, you know, from that place or whatever, it was just like, oof.
Yeah.
And it, like, but when I got home, I was like, fuck it, finally, base, you know?
Yeah. So for those days, they had us come in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Cool. Yeah, pretty much. But it was pretty much the fact that like they wanted to make sure that we were there on time, because if we get there any later, obviously it's gonna be traffic at the wazoo that is gonna try to get to the fucking concert, to the venue. So they were like, "Yo, let's make sure."
And it was at the stadium, right?
Yep, at the stadium, Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same place where I go for all the Bucks games and everything, and the Monster Jams and all the other shit that's happening there.
Motocross, Monster Jam,
yeah,
Florida,
yeah. Football.
Yeah. It's a foosball.
Yeah, it's a foosball. Yeah. So it was there, and we had to be there crazy early. Show didn't start until 6:25 is when show started. Gate opened
but my question though, since you were there early, you did get paid for those hours too.
Of course. Of course.
No, I'm just saying though, like, because I thought it would be kind of fucked up or whatever. Like, you know, you gotta be here, but you don't officially start to, like, you know, sir, you can go eat a dick.
No. If I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna get paid for it. But yeah, right. We were there from like 1 o'clock until pretty much the show let out. And it was pretty cool. Like, there were a couple bands that started earlier. One of them was okay. Like, the middle band before the headliner was okay. But this one artist, usually it's weird. But she had openers, two different openers on three of the days or whatever. One opener was this girl called Gail. She had just turned 18. Really fucking good. She's really good live. She did a really good cover of she did like a rock cover of Benny and the Jets.
Okay.
I was like, yo, she's fucking good. And then she sounds really fucking good live. You know what song she does? You probably heard it. You probably didn't. I don't know. But she's the one that sings the song ABCFU. Yeah. I'll send you the song for it later on. But
ladies and gentlemen, if you would have seen my face live right now, whatever, it's just like, I don't fucking know it.
Yeah. No, it's totally understandable. I get it. But she was really good live.
When it comes to like whatever popular music, I remember one of my friends, my friend Ellie from Colorado, sent me this song of some fucking like rap artist or whatever. And look, I was listening, I was like, what the fuck is this garbage? Right? Apparently, she doesn't like it, but she was just like, it's everywhere out there. So she was like, this is what I have to hear all the time. So I listened to it, and I was like, these motherfuckers have no taste out in Colorado. That's why they smoke.
Yeah, it's understandable. And the other person that sang was actually Gracie Adams. She opened two of the days.
Okay.
She was actually really good.
Another
single songwriter. I haven't heard anything of any of her music before, but she was actually really good live. And then leading to Taylor Swift, she was literally on stage for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
So what? She played like back to back tracks, like, you know, is that what it was?
3 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, like, she's been out long enough for whatever. Like,
if she's been out for almost 20 years.
So yeah, so I would say she does have a catalog. So
yeah, she has a huge catalog.
I mean, the only one I really know, whatever, is that song or whatever. Like, you know, the you know, that song.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me what the lyrics are, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but yeah, she's a great fucking performer. Like, she had like 18 different outfit changes. She had a whole set change, like literally the entire time. It just kept going in and out. She had backup dancers. She was walking all the way to the front of the stage. It was maybe like about to the 50-yard line, essentially.
Yeah.
The entire time she's just enjoying her fucking time. Then towards the end of the show, she had two acoustic songs.
Okay.
She played one of them on the guitar and the other one on the piano. But then previously, like throughout the set, she had a couple songs that she played guitars the entire time. She also played piano on a couple of other songs too. And she's a hell of a fucking performer, like I said. And then the entire time while this she's going on, like, I'm by the barricade and like I look over to my right and I look over to my left and I see girls standing there, ugly face crying the entire time.
Like, are you talking about like the makeup running and everything?
Yeah.
Looking like they were stuck in the rain for hours, yeah, you know, literally, like fucking sad puppies.
Crying. Yes. Ugly face crying. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was absolutely insane.
How hard was it for you not to laugh at that?
Oh, I did.
That's our show when the geek shall inherit the earth.
Oh, I did. I laughed. I told them, I understand. I get it. I just find it like, hilarious.
I mean, like, honestly, whatever, dude. Like, I remember when I went to go see Ozzy live or whatever. That's a fucking experience, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to this day, it was the only concert I've ever been to or whatever that, you know, I saw a couple fucking, you know, in the fucking arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm just like, you know, dude. You don't get that in a pop concert.
Well, you never know.
Listen, most of the time, whatever the you know,
if you're really up in the stands, I'm pretty sure it happens up there.
Yeah,
yeah. Like there, I've seen videos of
they're shaking it off.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, there was a video that went online that kind of went viral. Of this girl like throwing it back on her boyfriend when she was up in the stands, like literally like up in like the 300 seats all the way up top, like almost behind the stage, literally throwing it back. I'm like, yo dude, like this is like some like softcore pop shit, like what are you doing?
And she was doing the Pornhub special.
She was throwing it back like it was some hardcore like let's fuck music.
My man or whatever just ended up with a fucking, you know, like wet trousers or whatever. And it wasn't even him. It was all her.
He gets
me crazy.
Yeah. It was a really, really fun show. It was a great 3 days. I had such a fun time.
Well, I'm glad you did. And then, you know, even better, you got paid for it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was the highlight of it all, obviously. But it was really fun. It was really good. I'm glad that I have a second job that I actually really fucking love. The next outing for this place is gonna be the Ed Sheeran in a couple weeks, and then after that for Memorial Day weekend is gonna be the Sunset Music Festival, which is 2 days of EDM music.
You're gonna see fucking girls in like the weirdest fucking outfits, right? Dude. And half the time or whatever, you're gonna be covering like you're gonna have like a newspaper just covering yourself from the front.
Fuck an outfit, dude. They will be wearing pasties. Like the last couple years that I worked there, they were literally girls wearing nothing but pasties.
Ah, dude, what is it? When here, you know, New York, when they have Electric Zoo?
Yep, it's the exact same thing. Yep.
You know, and, you know, when like, it's crazy. Like, half the time or whatever, it's just like, you see these young ladies or whatever, like, you're kind of hoping that they're legal because, you know, like, you kind of, like, give a look and you're just like, I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, like I said, a lot of times or whatever, like, you know, these are girls that are like maybe like the age of my niece. Like, you know, my niece is going to be 30 this year, but at the same time, like, you know, like any, like, you already know, dude, like I said, 42. So when you see these girls like in their 20s or whatever, a lot of times they look a lot younger than what they say they are. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I don't know if I should be looking at that direction. Right. But then, you know, of course, with the choice in clothing, you know, it's just like, you know, stop looking at me. It's like, madam, you have everything out there. Even if I'm not looking, someone else is.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I completely get it. But
I don't get anything.
but yeah, dude, it's really fun to actually get to experience something that like people pay thousands of dollars to be there. There are people that were paying.
Honestly, the whole thing is this: when it comes to music, whatever you like, man,
it's subjective. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Like dude, if it makes you happy, fucking enjoy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like saying, you know, what makes us happy, or at least what makes me happy, is going to fucking conventions, especially like New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And that right there, like, you know, every year keeps going fucking up in pricing or whatever the hell. And, you know, and it's kind of like, it always seems like it's getting a little more difficult to get them passes.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow,
it's like you're better off.
Somehow I manage.
It's like you're better off just flying out here and just going to the Tampa Bay Comic Con and shit.
You know, maybe. Because, you know, the one that I thought this is funny. I think I mentioned this story in the past, but my cousin from Puerto Rico, right? Mm-hmm. My cousin's kid, fucking geek too. Fucking love that dude. My cousin nephew, Danny, right? Mm-hmm. When Puerto Rico Comic Con was out, whatever, he got excited, right? Where he's just like, originally, I think it was just Saturday and Sunday. And then it was like, oh, you know, like, I thought it was crazy that they added Friday. So it was a 3-day. I was like, brother, New York Comic Con's 4 days. What?
His mind just literally exploded in front of you and shit.
Dude, he geekasmed in front of me. He was like, and you go to this? It's like, Pacific Rim. Oh my god! But yeah. Like I hardcore laughed because, like I said, it's just like, brother, I've been geeking out for years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I love it. Like, you know, one of the conventions that I went to for the first time a couple years back was that one, that Colossal Con, the one that has the pool party, you know, after parties.
Yeah.
They recently just added this year, they added Thursday. So now it's a 4-day now.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty fucking dope.
Now, the only negative thing is this. It's, I mean, granted, it's at a, you know, like a giant hotel resort, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. All right. That was nothing but sandwich and water.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah. So, like, you know, the hotel is fucking massive. The convention or whatever, like, you know, it's a big area, you know, like where they have the hall and everything or whatever with stuff, it's big, but at the same time it's kind of empty because, you know, it's still like fairly new, and I guess they're still trying to, you know, get their, you know, like get their feet wet when it comes to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of reminds me of if you remember this convention, remember when they started and it only lasted like what, 2 years, special edition?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that. Like, you know, like they, you know, they wanted to make another convention, you know,
that was more for the comics and for the vendors and stuff like that. They were actually big names.
Yeah, by saying, but Colossal Con is more anime, you know, anime and stuff like that. Okay. But you know, it's just like, you know, whenever like a new convention usually is, you know, like the concept of it always starts. They, you know, the first couple of years is just kind of like getting an idea of what they want to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the year that I went, right, and I'll be honest with you, I had a lot of fun, especially with the after parties or whatever, because, you know, like I said, the sights, you know. Mm-hmm. And also just, you know, you're in a hotel room, so, you know, you're hanging out with, and it was, you know, some of our closest friends, you know, a couple of our closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of, you know, mutual friends that became, you know, Olive Garden / Fast and Furious, you know.
Of course.
Family. And, you know, family, right? And just partaking in the greenery, allegedly. And, you know, you know, copious amounts of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, that was a convention that was really worth it. And around the time or whatever, this was around the time where the divorce is imminent, you know, and it was kind of, it was in the beginning process.
It was there. So, it was there.
Yeah, it was there. And that convention really helped out. So, you know, like that convention had like that one or whatever had a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the only thing that kind of sucked was that last year we didn't do it because they, like the hotel pricing or whatever fucking skyrocketed. And, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, it wasn't really worth, like, you know, like, I mean, the convention itself is worth it, like, you know, mm-hmm. to hang out. But you know, for the surge
price is fucking ridiculous.
Y'all, dude, it was fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we didn't go. I felt kind of bad, though, because that weekend, you know, I put that for my, you know, vacation. So, but the only good thing about it was, you know, I did, you know, hang out that weekend or whatever and just, you know, did something. I think, honestly, whatever, if I'm correct, maybe that was the weekend where Tan and I went to go see that band.
I think so, yeah. I think that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it made up for it because, you know, like, I still did something and mm-hmm. I had fun.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
I mean, it wasn't convention and, you know, water park fucking after parties, but you know,
but still fun.
Oh yeah,
that's it's from what it sounds like. It sounds very similar to Spookala that I went to last year, which is the horror convention that happens over here.
I do want to do a horror convention at least once in my life.
Oh, they're so fun. They're having two out here this year. There's one that's happening in October, in June in Ocala, and then they're doing the spinoff of it in Tampa in October.
And if I'm correct, I think what is it? And I think it's the same weekend as Comic-Con.
Possibly.
Because if I'm correct, I think Kevin Smith is supposed to go to that one in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of upset because I was just like, come on, Kevin, come to New York.
Yeah, he's supposed to be out here for that one.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool shit for these conventions. These horror conventions especially, like, they're really fucking fun because I'm just getting, like, huge into it. And, like, they are... You know how at comic conventions you get to meet all these people that are pretty much similar to us for the most part.
Honestly, but, whatever. It seems the horror community or whatever, this is what we look like, you know, how you and I look.
Yeah. The fact that like...
And the same thing. Wrestling fans, same thing.
Dude, there were people that were wrestlers there. A good chunk of the people that were in the signing booths or whatever were mostly wrestlers and shit. I told you. I met fucking Danhausen. I met Britt Baker. I met Rebel. Vincent, that's now over in ROH. What's her face? Shotzi. I met her.
That, you know, it's funny. Like, that's one of my favorite new people just because of her vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I awesome. Like, yeah, she's awesome. And Reckless too. She's like a female Jeff Hardy to me. Like, you know, that's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, she really is. She really is. She's wild, dude. She's wild. But she's cool. She's so, they are so fucking cool, dude. Like, everybody that was at the convention, as far as like people that I wanted to meet, that I met, were fucking great people when I saw them and I spoke to them.
And what I like about when it comes to like the horror community or whatever, you know, the people that do these things or whatever, you know, the creators and stuff like that, they really appreciate the fans because the fans appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing I like when it comes to like, you know, like conventions in general, that, you know, a lot of times that community is always, you know, very loyal.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, well, and most of the time, I'm going to say most of the time, respectful.
Yeah, no, I get you. What you can compare the horror community, you can compare it to the metal community. The metal community and the horror community are very, very, very similar. And how it's all about family. But we're all in it together. So we're there with each other. We're having fun with each other. We're not like beefing with each other or having like arguments and shit. We're just literally like enjoying our fucking time. like we get into the mosh pit or whatever, and we're taking care of each other while we're there. It's the same type of feel that you get at a horror convention.
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, and that's why I
love it. Because ultimately, whatever, everyone's there to enjoy, you know, you know, to have a good time there.
Yeah. And that's why I love
Reed Pop. I'm looking at you. Fix your shit.
Yeah, but like I really like that convention, Spookala last year was actually like, yo, like this is the convention that I'm going to be coming to all the time.
And from what you told me, whatever, that, you know, it isn't bank breaking, right?
No, it's not.
Good.
Like, if you look at the website or whatever, if you look at it, literally, like, tickets are like $40, I think, per day.
Dude, you know what really gets me? What was it? A few days ago, the tickets for Anime NYC went on sale. Mm-hmm. And those fucking, those passes jumped up.
Oh, of course. Are you surprised?
I'm not.
Because with the way that anime has become such a big thing now.
Oh, dude, not just now.
It's been for a few years.
But... No, but what I'm saying is this convention or whatever, I think, what is it, this year? I mean, technically, this would be the fifth convention or whatever, but mm-hmm. it would be the sixth year, but, you know, COVID. and, this one or whatever, like, it jumped up because, you know, they're trying to get, you know,
bigger names.
Yeah. They're trying to amp it up, you know, way more than it was last year. And what I thought was funny was, and this is what I picked up on, a lot of stuff that they had in Anime NYC were kind of like stuff that was kind of left over from New York Comic Con, and they just added a couple more things.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really knock it because, you know, it's just, especially for like, you know, certain like, you know, whatever you want to call it, the companies or whatever, stuff like that. Like, of course, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to use some of the stuff, because what I thought was hilarious was that in New York Comic Con, you had like the area where they had like a lot of the Dragon Ball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Anime NYC came, they had a lot of the similar stuff. But more.
Of course, yeah. They expanded it just a little bit more.
Yeah. Just to make it like, you know, oh, no, it's not the same. I was mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. my dude, that same fucking display was, you know, was here at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, no, it's the same way. It's pretty much the same way that the other ones are. It's all the same shit. But I love it. Like, I really do too.
Like, you know, listen, I like, you know, I jest about it or whatever, but I do really appreciate it. And the one thing is, you know, I do love conventions because, you know, it's just a good outlet or whatever, just to, you know.
Yeah.
You can be proud to be a geek of, you know, of the shit that you like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what ultimately what it is. Like, you know, like no you shame let in your game.
You let your geek flag fly.
Yeah. Tuck that back in or whatever is inappropriate, sir.
No.
I'll do what I want. sir.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, it's cool shit. Like, I love it. Like, I'm excited for it. And that's the other reason why I enjoy being at these, you know, these shows that I go to, like, whether it's not that I'm working, because I see people that are actually enjoying their thing. Like, I like going to Monster Jam. Would I ever pay to go see Monster Jam? Fuck no. But I get to see these kids that are there that are like 4 or 5 years old, and they're like having a blast seeing this one truck doing a backflip and then falling on his fucking face because it fucked up on the backflip.
It was part of the show. I swear, everything's okay. The driver coming out with a broken arm or whatever is like, you know, he meant to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. So, like, seeing shit like that is really fucking appealing. Like, I enjoy it. Like,
that kind of reminds me of something that, since you mentioned that you wouldn't pay for it or whatever, there's one thing that I would pay for it. And I'm a fan of it for the wrong reason.
Okay.
Pro Bowl writing.
Okay.
The reason why I'm a fan of it. You're not meant to ride this fucking creature like that.
No, no.
So, you know, I mean, I'm not hoping for it, but I'm just saying, if something bad happens.
You had it coming. You had it coming.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You're not meant to ride this fucking beast or whatever. And besides, you know, my Zodiac sign anyway, but whatever. Yeah, so, you know, I would pay for that. But like I said, it's like, oh, you like PBR? I was like, the beer too, yeah. I'm a fan of this. Who's your favorite rider? Oh, none of them.
That
why
guy.
You watch it? Yeah. the guy that got gored. He's like, oh, you're a monster. I was like, no.
No, what they're riding are.
Yeah, what they're riding are the monsters. Technically, they're the Brock Lesnar's. What do you mean?
Yeah.
The beasts.
Yeah.
All right, I think us just talking about all this or whatever, I think
we should actually cut it, dude. Like I'm getting fucking tired, dude. We've been on here for
we've gone through a lot. Like we were just playing catch up anyway. So I think yeah. You're right.
This should be the episode. We'll get back to the rest of this shit another day. But,
no, wrestling, the geek shit. If anything, for this week or whatever, the coming up, we'll get into the geek news stuff.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely do that this week.
I fucking love this, man.
Yeah, it was fucking good. We literally just talked for
a random shit. We joked around. Olive Garden, Fast and Furious.
Family.
Right?
Yeah. It's the land of make-believe, and you know it. We love it. Yeah, so make sure you guys go check out innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit up there, of course. We got us, of course. We got Suplex City Geeks, who we'll be coming back with very soon. Manga Time, Anime World, and Comics Con Sabor are all up there. Mario's been putting them up. He's been doing a pretty good job with those.
Dude, fucking Mario's amazing, man. Fucking love brother, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. And all the other shit that we do. So much shit over there. Also, there's another show that I work on that I'm part of called Dating Insanity. Where it's all about datings. And I'm with another person that we haven't had on the show for quite some time. Jen over. She used to be on The Crazy Life. She used to be my co-host over by when we did The Curiosity Zone.
Amanda.
So check out Dating Insanity. That's over on the The Crazy Life feed over there. So check that out as well.
Plug.
Yeah, plug. Why not? Plug it all up. But not in a bad way. But not in a bad way. Unless they ask for it, of course. But yeah, check all that shit out. Then we got links to some pretty cool fucking places. Amazon, Beard Octane. Check out Beard Octane. Get 15% off of your beard stuff. Just type in Inner City Geeks. ICG10 for I don't fucking know. Links are over there on the page.
We just copy and paste. Just go.
Support us,
all right?
Yeah. Like if you go into the show.
Do it now!
If you go into the show notes, you'll see links to all the places.
All right, fine. We could just do the abridged version or whatever. Fight TV.
Amazon.
Beard Octane. Soaksick Clothing.
Yep, Soaksick Clothing.
And Steve all the and all his goodness, you know.
Yeah. All the fun shit, of course, because why not? You can find the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify.
I kind of miss hearing that.
I know. It's fucking great. Then you can find us on the socials. So facyspace.com, send Shitty Shitty Geeks on Twitter at Inner Shitty Geeks, on Instagram at Inner Shitty Geeks. And where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D. Where can we find you, good sir?
And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. That about wraps it the fuck up. we appreciate you guys for listening, sticking it.
Fucking love you guys, man.
With us just talking for an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes about literally everything and anything.
Everything and nothing all at once.
Yeah, yeah, which is a great fucking movie. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking
us
out.
That's the next one too.
Thank you for spending time with us. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And share with everybody. Let us know how. Let us know what you think about us, and let other people know how you think. What you know what I'm fucking saying. I'm tired. We appreciate you. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.